It's Garrison FM. I'm Mark McKenzie, and joining me in the studio now is WO2 Stephen Dawson from One Scots, who's currently with OPTAG in Kent. That's Operational and Training Advisory Group. Stephen, I know that you you also have a hobby, though, which you take very, very seriously.
Well, since the age of 15, just before I joined the Army, I've always been into dance music, techno in particular. So I've always had like decks in the house, always practice. So every time I've come home from leave, that's been my major focus, getting back into my music.
And how does that tie in with the day job, the army job?
Well, at first it was pretty easy. You know, being a private soldier, you've got less responsibilities and stuff. But as I went up the ranks, it's got a little bit harder and harder. And so has my hobbies become more and more intense. So, you know, when I get home, I do push it hard, and sometimes the wife complains that she never sees me because I'm in the studio working on new tunes and stuff. Just that last operational tour there, I never went anywhere without my iPod, and every time I came back in off the ground, it got uploaded with new tunes, new mixes that I could listen to out on the ground, listen to what the DJs were doing and try and learn from it when I was out there.
That's the joy of music, is that you can take that anywhere and you can always learn from it as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's got to the stage now when I'm listening to individual tunes, I'm trying to break down the tune and work out what effects he's put on the tune and stuff, so I can then go back to my studio and try and replicate that sort of stuff.
You're organising some club nights. Your wife is managing you. I suspect that so she can see a bit more of you as well.
Yeah, probably. But no, she's really good at all this sort of stuff. And with me being a WO2 down at OPTAG, as you can imagine, I don't have much time to myself to meet people, get involved, set up interviews. For instance, obviously she set up this interview mm-hmm. with you.
She's very persuasive, I have to say.
Yeah, she is. So she's good at all that sort of stuff. I mean, she's taking full control of it. I'm heading back out to Afghanistan at the end of this month, so she'll be running the next event by herself, so that'll be a real test for her. But she enjoys it, and okay. she's good at it.
So the nights are?
The first one we're going to run is on the 28th of this month, and it's my friend Dave Angel. I've known him for many years. He actually brought techno to the UK. He was done the first remix, the Annie Lennox or the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams, which was very successful. He hasn't been in Edinburgh for 3 years, and we're lucky to get him back, not only on the launch night, but back in Edinburgh, so we're very excited about that one. After that, we've got Chris Colburn on the 30th of June. He works out of Eight Sided Dice Recordings, which is an Alan Fitzpatrick label. And then the last one in October the 1st with Mark Kennan, who is originally from Britain, but he's now living in Germany.
When the clubbers are coming up and speaking to you, are they often surprised that when you get into conversation, they say, so what else do you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people find it a bit funny that, you know, my involvement and how much I'm involved in my sort of music. Anyone that knows me here, sort of in One Scots Battalion, knows that music's pretty serious to me. Some of my friends can't believe how high up I am, and then still devote my time to doing the music as well, you know. Or if someone meets me for the first time and they think I'm a regular bloke, and then I tell them I'm in the army and I love my job and stuff like that, then they're pretty surprised.
Okay, and the day job now, what does that involve?
Yeah, on that last operational tour there, I was out with the BRF, so pretty much out all the time, seen a fair bit of fighting. We came back from there and I went to SRW's Surveillance Reconnaissance Wing down in Lydd, training future BRS for going out to Afghanistan. While I was down there, I got informed that I was picking up my Sergeant Major, and OPTAG, the training advisory group for people going out to Afghanistan, didn't want to lose me, so they moved me into one of the training tact teams. So I oversee 8 colour sergeants providing training to troops going out to Afghanistan, making sure that they're doing the accurate training, making sure everything is current and up to date. And currently we're just getting ready to go out to Afghanistan, I says, at the end of the month, where we will run the RSOI package for 4 months out there.
And all that's done to a dance beat in your head.
Yes, all the time. I wake up with sort of things in my head. I've now found myself walking about with a notepad if I come up with ideas, yeah. And just try and write things down.
Brilliant. Now, anyone that's looking for any more information on your club nights, you've got a Facebook page.
Yes, they can go onto Facebook, and it's under Gravity Nightclub Edinburgh. They can follow that. If they go onto SoundCloud, which is free to register as well, they can find out more information either going through my page, which will be DTech, or they can actually type in Gravity as well, and they can hear the mixes of the DJs, including Dave Angel and the other DJs that we play playing that night.
Okay, so the launch night, once again, 28th of May.
It's the old GRV, it's on Guthrie Street. It's a small lane behind which used to be Walker House, which is now Sin on the Cowgate.
All the very best with that, and indeed the deployment as well.
That's great, thank you very much.